Friday, we wrap up week 6 of the Idaho legislature. Lawmakers are getting down to the business of passing bills in committees and sending them to the floors of the House and Senate. The Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, or JFAC, considered the final budget request from state agencies this week. That means this panel of 20 is switching gears and will start to draft bills. In fact, the committee is expected to write close to 100 budget bills. In our 2017 weekly legislative update, we take a closer look at JFAC. Boise State University Professor Gary Moncrief tells our Samantha Wright it's a unique committee in the Idaho State House.
It's the only really kind of joint standing committee in the Idaho legislature. And a lot of states have separate committees for the House and the Senate, just like they do in Congress. I think it's actually a very good idea to do a joint budget committee between the two chambers, because it makes it easier in the long haul to get the budget bills out, because they have heard them jointly. Everybody's heard the same information. And in order to get the bills out of the committee, there has to be enough agreement there, which means there's likely to be enough agreement in each chamber when it goes to the floor.
They're going from hearing from state agencies and getting those presentations, and now are they going to switch to actually writing the budget bills?
Yeah. So as you point out, the first thing is they're hearing the requests. And by the way, we should also point out at the same time, there's another kind of much smaller but parallel track here, and that's JFAC is hearing requests for what are known as supplementals. That is money that was not allocated in the current fiscal year budget, but something's happened and so more money is going to be needed. The hearings are done basically at this point. On Thursday of this week, JFAC essentially agreed to the revenue projections that the governor had made and to the governor's recommendation for state employees' salary increases at about 3%. So that kind of sets the base for, okay, this is the amount of money we have, and this is a known increase that we're going to have, this 3%. And so where are we going to go from there? So what's going to happen next week is the beginning of JFAC actually starting to send out budget bills. They're going to start setting the budgets for the various agencies and independent commissions, et cetera. And then once those are set, then they go independently to the House and to the Senate. In the end, we're going to wind up with 75 or 80 budget bills.
And this week we had a couple of bills that were not printed.
Yeah.
They were brought to committees, but they never made it technically into the committee, or so they couldn't make it out. One of those was a ban on illegal fireworks. What's going on with this?
We have a process here whereby bills are not automatically introduced. For the most part, what has to happen is somebody produces a bill. They have a bill drafted by the staff. It's not even a bill yet. It's called an RS, a routing slip. And they have to take that RS to a committee, and they have to ask that the committee print and introduce the bill. This is very unusual. There is no other state but one, and that one is Connecticut, that does anything even remotely similar to this. In other states, if I'm a legislator and I want a bill drafted, it will automatically be introduced. In Idaho, if the bill isn't printed by the committee, there will be no hearing. So what we saw this week was a proposal to ban the sale of illegal fireworks. Presumably, you're going to buy them here and then take them out of state and set them off. Yeah, well, we know that's not really what's happening, right? And there was a proposal that would essentially say, if you can't set them off here, you shouldn't even be able to sell them here. And that proposal, that RS, wasn't printed. And there was a great deal of frustration on the part of some of the fire commissioners that they couldn't get this even printed, much less passed. And if you can't have a hearing, then the public has no real recourse within the legislative process to make its feelings known about it. I mean, if you think about it, the only place in the legislature where the public actually gets to participate is in a committee hearing. And so it's very frustrating for people who are trying to promote a particular issue. By the way, we saw this in the last few years with the Add the Words component. Remember, that was not printed on two or three occasions in the past. And so there's a great deal of frustration among the proponents of that issue when they can't even get the legislature to have a hearing on it.